Sport fishermen in the Mat-Su Burrow are thrilled with the change the Alaska Board of Fisheries made this week to the Cook Inlet Driftnet Fisheries. KTNA's Philip Manning reports.
On Monday, the State Board of Fisheries voted 7-0 to accept a change in regulations drafted by the Mat-Su Fish and Wildlife Commission. The new rule changes where and when the driftnet fleet can go after sockeye and coho salmon. Now, drift fishermen would have an expanded early season until mid-July with another shorter session that begins on July 16th. Also, fishing would be moved primarily to the area near the Kenai and Kasiloff rivers. Mac Menard, a consultant with the Mat-Su Commission and longtime fish and game biologist, explains the theory behind the change.
That change in framework moved it from a large mixed stock style fishery management system to a terminal stock fishery management system in an effort to focus the commercial harvests on those very valuable and abundant Kenai and Kasiloff stocks, while at the same time creating a conservation corridor up the middle of the inlet to allow the passage of Northern District fish.
The idea is that by moving the fishery away from the center of the inlet, that it's less likely that silvers and reds bound for the Mat-Su rivers would be caught in the same nets as the far more abundant Kenai and Kasiloff reds. The new regulations were proposed as part of an effort to address the 7 stocks of concern in the Mat-Su Valley. Mac Menard says that there isn't much danger of the intensification of Kenai sockeye fishing harming that run in the near term.
Well, the Kenai Kasiloff sockeye fisheries have been very abundant. They're very prolific. They're very robust fisheries. And it has always been a challenge to be able to harvest that surplus and still afford conservation measures for Northern District fish.
Mac Menard says that the impact of the new rules could be seen this summer as fewer Susitna-bound silvers and reds are caught and make it through the newly established conservation corridor. Conservation has been the Mat-Su Fish and Wildlife Commission's rallying cry throughout this process. Mac Menard and other commissioners have argued that the goal is not to immediately have valley fishermen bring home more salmon. Instead, he hopes it will strengthen the run in the future. Talkeetna-based fishing guide Todd Kingery agrees.
This is something looking for the future. I mean, in order for you to get more fish, obviously you got to let more fish in so they can spawn. Hopefully you get a higher survival rate and bigger returns. And so this will be something sustainable years down the road.
While the Board of Fisheries has passed the new drift gill net regulations, there's always the possibility that commercial fishing groups could mount a legal challenge. While no word has come out yet on whether that option is being considered, the United Cook Inlet Drift Association is already fighting a legal battle to attempt to have all management of the inlet taken from the state and given over to the federal government. Until the dust settles on the latest salvo in the fish wars, however, sports fishermen and Mat-Su officials say they have a lot to be happy about. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.